Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. It's always fun. We get to kind of live through her as she travels the great state of Wisconsin. This week, the focus with Ann Sayers was on Native American culture and how it really can be super inclusive for your family. Here's our conversation with Ann. All right, let's bring in our friend Ann Sayers. She is the travel secretary. She's the best. Ann, thank you so much for being with us.
I'm so happy to be here.
We're so happy to have you here. Native American culture, this is a big part of our culture and history in the state, isn't it?
We are just so lucky to have 11 tribal nations here in Wisconsin, each of them with their own traditions and unique flavors, their own events. So this summer is just a perfect time to get out there and discover that Native American culture.
Yes. Including learning about Menominee culture.
Yeah, you could plan a road trip this summer to learn about the history and cultural traditions of the Menominee Indian tribe of Wisconsin. You start your trip in Kashina and you can tour two museums there. Open year-round is the Menominee Cultural Museum. They tell the story of the tribe's culture, language, and history, which stretches back 10,000 years in Wisconsin, so there's a lot of ground to cover. And you can also pick up clothing, traditional food like wild rice, and even beauty products at the on-site gift shop. Then you can visit, just adjacent, is the Logging Camp Museum. The tribe created this museum to tell the area's rich logging history. You'll tour a recreated logging camp and see some historic artifacts. And you continue your trip by learning about the Menominee creation story in Marinette. So the Minnakanni Harbor Park, you'll marvel at a 14-foot tall statue. It's
wow.
A replica of the tribe's ancestral bear. And it stands at the mouth of the Menominee River where the tribe's creation story begins.
That is really, really cool. Lots 10, of people.
10,000-year-old.
And how about that big bear? That bear's 14 feet tall. That's good stuff, Ann. That's in the Menominee region. And up north, a lot of people head up north during the summer, and a scenic drive full of Native culture is right there in northern Wisconsin.
You know it. The Nicolet Wolf River Scenic Byway, it isn't just rich in beautiful views. It is also rich in Native American culture and experiences. The route actually crosses through 147 miles of forested landscapes in several different counties and passes through or near three tribal nations. So along with awe-inspiring views, you're going to have plenty of things to see and do. Maybe start by visiting the Mole Lake Casino for some fun and entertainment. Enjoy some slot machines, table games, on-site dining, yelling bingo when your winning number is
bingo!
Called. Yeah. And then the byway also will take you to the Forest County Potawatomi. You can stop into Potawatomi Farm. They have locally grown produce, snacks, Native American-made gifts. And you can add more fun and games to your itinerary with a visit to the Potawatomi Community Center. It's a stunning building. They have a pool, gym, turf field. They're all open to visitors seeking a great recreation option. And then finally, detour off the scenic byway to learn about the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The George W. Brown Jr. Ojibwa Museum and Cultural Center hosts interactive exhibits, cultural programs, and an impressive collection, including a world record durgeon.
And also you can celebrate traditional dance.
Yes, so journey to the Hayward area for an annual tradition. This is hosted by the Lacoutere Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. The LCO honored the Earth Homecoming Celebration and Powwow invites the public to join in on the fun. It's happening July 17th through the 20th. And each year, it's a lineup of cultural performances and displays. Spectators love it. You can see dancers and drummers participate in a grand entry contest. You can cheer on a traditional game of lacrosse. You can learn about Native American culinary practices during a traditional foods contest. And you could extend your trip by booking a room at the Seven Winds Casino Lodge and Conference Center. There, you're going to stay in comfortable Northwoods-style guest rooms with a variety of amenities. Finish out your evening in the indoor swimming pool, sauna, and a fireside hot tub, which sounds great.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. We want to go back to Menominee, and this is amazing. So 10,000 years worth
Seriously.
Of history in Wisconsin. You think about the Roman Empire was only 2,000 years ago. This is 10,000 years.
The royal family, it's supposed to be incredible that, you know, the bloodline goes 1,000 years. 10,000.
That's amazing, Ann.
It really is hard to get your head around. And it just means that Wisconsin is a place just so rich in history, so many stories to tell. And if you think about it, 11 different tribes, all with their own stories and with their own mm-hmm. cultures and events, there's just endless opportunities to learn about where it all began.
Yep, you're right. It is super cool. All right, where's the coolest place you've been in the past 2 weeks? We haven't talked to you for a while.
Oh, my goodness. That's a really hard question to answer, but I will tell you this. I am really looking forward to getting down to Kenosha this weekend, and I will definitely be stopping into Tenuta's.
I love that. Kenosha is such a fun city. There's a little harbor district and all that. Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. Ann, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thanks for having me.
Isn't that so much fun? TravelWisconsin.com is their awesome website, by the way. TravelWisconsin.com. And if you've never been to a powwow, it is super cool. Something you've got to check out at least once in your life. Some quick thank yous on our way out the door here. Bridget Zilke at the Wade House, Wisconsin Historical Society. Such a cool place to hang out. John Everett, our friend at Road America. They've got a lot of stuff hopping out there. And, of course, our thanks to Ann Sayers, the travel secretary. For more information on the show, it's really, really easy. Check out WTMJ.com. On next week's show, iconic Ishnala Supper Club. That's going to be fun. Enjoy the rest of your great Wisconsin weekend. I'm John Mercier. We'll talk again next week.